all here.
Good morning. I'm Mary Ellen Carroll. I am the Executive Director for the Department of Emergency Management. Dreamforce wrapped up yesterday, and as always, San Francisco delivered. We welcomed tens of thousands of visitors for a safe, successful week. Large events like this are nothing new for this city or the Department of Emergency Management. We host major conventions, parades, festivals all year round, and our public safety teams plan for them every day. This is what we do, and we do it well. Today, you'll hear from several of our public safety leaders who help make this coordination possible. They'll share how our teams prepare for large-scale events like this one, and how that same readiness supports our city every day. For weeks leading up to Dreamforce, city departments work side by side, police, fire, emergency management, transportation, public health, public works, and others, to ensure San Francisco would remain safe and the world-class city that we know and love. That collaboration paid off. No major incidents, no disruption to city services, and tens of thousands of visitors experienced the best of San Francisco. Whether we're preparing for a conference or a march, we are always ready to protect the public. Our approach is simple: plan ahead, stay coordinated, and communicate. Tomorrow, our EOC will activate to coordinate operations across agencies and monitor public safety indicators, including 911 call volume, EMS availability, and police and fire resources. SFMTA is activating their Department Operations Center to coordinate reroutes, which will impact multiple lines. And anyone traveling in the city tomorrow should plan for delays. You can check 511.org for traffic conditions and sfmta_muni on social media for reroutes. We encourage everyone to sign up for Alert SF by texting your zip code to 888-777 for real-time emergency alerts. And you can check SFGov Ready SF for the latest information. We're ready for tomorrow, just like we were for Dreamforce. Right now, I'd like to introduce our mayor, Daniel Lorry. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Ellen. I appreciate it. I want to thank everybody that is here with me today. Supervisor Chan, thank you for being here. Supervisor Chen, thank you for being here. Supervisor Souter, thank you for being here. Supervisor Mahmoud, thank you. Supervisor Cheryl, thank you. Sheriff Miyamoto, SFPD Deputy Chief Liu, Mary Ellen Carroll, thank you. Fire Chief Dean Crispin, and CHP Assistant Chief White, thank you to you for being here. And I know we're hoping to get the board president here as well. Since January, I have said that public safety is my number one priority. Over the last 9 months, we have backed that up, rebuilding the ranks of our public safety agencies, strengthening coordination across departments, and strategically deploying technology. It's working, and this week proved it. Dreamforce brought 45,000 people into this city, one of the largest conventions in the country, and it was a public safety success from start to finish. Hundreds of events across San Francisco, tens of thousands of visitors, 45,000 visitors, and no reports of any major incidents. Once again, the eyes of the world were on San Francisco, and we delivered. That doesn't happen by accident. It happens because of planning and partnership. It happens because our police officers, sheriff's deputies, firefighters, paramedics, 911 operators, park rangers, street cleaners, and so many other city workers made San Francisco shine. And it happens because of our close partnership with California Highway Patrol. We are working closely with the appropriate state and federal enforcement agencies every day to keep our city safe, and that coordination is delivering results for San Francisco. Once again, San Francisco delivered a safe, successful Dreamforce conference, but we're doing it 365 days a year. We're staffing up our law enforcement agencies through our Rebuilding the Ranks plan with a net increase in police officers and sheriff's deputies for the first time in a decade. We've had our fourth straight full academy class with the fifth scheduled for December. Entry-level police officer applications are up 40%. Graduation rates of those academy classes are up 20%. And the results are clear. Crime downtown is down 40%. Crime citywide is down 30%. Homicides are at 70-year lows. Car break-ins are at 22-year lows. And we're seeing fewer tent encampments than we've seen on record. This united front of public safety leaders and city leaders behind me is keeping San Francisco safe every day. That is my number one job as mayor. And this team right here is getting it done. Looking ahead to this weekend, we expect protests, we expect demonstrations, we expect large gatherings. And as I've said, number one priority is keeping everyone safe. I want everybody fulfilling their First Amendment duties and enjoying themselves while doing it. And I also just want to encourage people to do it peacefully. We will always, always protect the right to free speech and peaceful protests. Our officers will be on the street, and our emergency operations center will be set up for exactly that reason, to protect people's First Amendment rights. But I also want to be very clear. We will not tolerate any violent or destructive behavior, whether it's directed at an attendee or one of our local businesses or one of our members of law enforcement. If you commit an act of violence, you will be arrested. We've had large demonstrations in the past few months, and participants have exercised their rights safely, and I am confident that we can do that again. The team behind me is in touch with event organizers to ensure and encourage all attendees make their voices heard and make their voices heard peacefully. The police department and the Department of Emergency Management will have a full complement of police and public safety officers to manage the weekend's activities. They are prepared to manage the events safely and effectively. We've been in close coordination with the governor's office, and CHP is sending a platoon to support our local law enforcement. I want to thank Governor Newsom and Chief Goodbrand of CHP for their partnership with our office and with SFPD. I am confident that this team behind me is prepared. I trust our local law enforcement and our entire team. They are doing the work every single day to keep San Franciscans safe and visitors safe. And I know they will do it again this weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. I now would like to call Deputy Chief Derek Liu from SFPD.
Good morning. I want to start out by saying thank you to all our public safety partners who are joining us today. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, for your continued support. I'm proud of what our department is accomplishing on a daily basis. The progress we're making in all aspects of public safety is simply remarkable. Despite constrained resources and long hours, the members of the San Francisco Police Department continue to rise to the occasion. Time and time again, they show us why they are San Francisco's finest. San Francisco remains one of the safest cities in the country because of the men and women of the SFPD and our public safety partners. This week, the department demonstrated what dedicated, professional policing looks like when it's combined with strategic innovation and community partnership. In the last week, we successfully supported a safe and incident-free Hill Bomb, closed out a fun-filled Fleet Week, and then we staffed and marched in a highly spirited Italian Heritage Parade. We also saw tens of thousands of visitors stream into San Francisco for the Dreamforce Conference, and once again, it was a smashing success thanks to the coordinated efforts of the SFPD, our public safety partners, and Dreamforce corporate security professionals. It is a very successful model. We're not only successfully supporting large-scale events, but we continue to make impact arrests. such as the arrest of an overnight residential construction burglary crew, which committed burglaries across numerous policing districts. Our traffic unit also arrested a suspect involved in a fatal hit and run, bringing justice for a victim and their family. Crime is down nearly 30% this year in San Francisco, with auto burglaries at 22-year lows and homicides at 70-year lows. Staffing is also turning around. We're on pace to have more recruits in the academy this year than any time since the pandemic. Applications for new recruits are up 40%, and our last four classes have been full. A fifth class in December is also expected to be at capacity. Even though we remain 500 officers short, the tide has turned, and we're on pace to have a net positive number of officers this year for the first time in over 5 years. Our work is not over, and we know there will continue to be major events and other challenges ahead. But our message is clear. We're ready. Tomorrow, there is a major protest scheduled to take place in San Francisco, and we will be fully staffed and ready for anything that may occur. As I've said before, the SFPD honors everyone's right to protest, and we will facilitate peaceful demonstrations. But we will hold people who break the law accountable. We've been in contact with the event organizers, and we will work to ensure everyone is safe. In June, a similar protest occurred with no significant issues. We expect nothing different. I want to thank everyone who has shown respect to our officers and their fellow community members during these demonstrations. I want to thank all our officers who will be working tomorrow and all our officers who have stepped up all week. You have been extremely professional and shown what it means to be a member of the SFPD. Once again, thank you to all our public safety partners for joining us today, and thank you to Mayor Lurie.
Thank you, Chief. Now I would like to introduce our Sheriff, Paul Miyamoto.
Morning, everyone. As mentioned by Assistant Chief Liu, we, along with the SFPD, the CHP, our public safety partners, can handle public safety here in San Francisco, in our own city. There's no need for additional support because we have done this, and we will continue to do this with the people of San Francisco and our communities. One thing, as we look at these numbers and statistics about the increases and the support that we have received from the Rebuilding the Ranks program and the positive movement upwards in our ranks, we have experienced an increase in San Franciscans who become a part of our department. Our 10-year average of 23% has been surpassed by up to 36% of our staff that are applying and in the academy and in our training are members of the community that they are serving. This is very significant because the people of San Francisco, not just the public safety agencies, are keeping each other safe. We see this in the work that we do, that we have continued to do in partnership. And as we approach this weekend and the events that are occurring, we will continue to work the hours and get the job done. We will have an additional platoon out at Civic Center Plaza in support of the police department and the CHP. And along with our partnerships with other city agencies, we'll continue to keep not just the event, but all of San Francisco safe this weekend. We're fully prepared. We represent the heart and the courage of San Francisco in the ranks that we have, in the ranks that we are growing, and in the community we serve. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. And now I would like to introduce our Fire Chief, Dean Crispin.
Good morning. Dean Crispin, Fire Chief. I would ask the community, please, to keep our firefighter in their prayers. He'll be undergoing surgery. He was injured in a fire 2 nights ago on Chestnut Street. He's undergoing surgery at 12 noon, and we wish him the best and his family. With regards to the event, our job is to keep everybody safe. We prepare, we train, we collaborate, we communicate. We are communicating with all our public safety partners to make sure that we are prepared for this event. We've done this before. We'll do it here, and we'll do it any other time that's necessary. We'll provide medical resources along the march route. We'll also have fire suppression units available. We are fully staffed and ready to keep everybody safe. Now, we do ask for the public, please, if you see something, please say something. If you see a medical event occurring, make sure that you call 911 and communicate clearly to 911 exactly where that incident is taking place. Sometimes it can be a bit confusing with the large crowd. Also, it's supposed to be a little bit warm this weekend. Please drink water, hydrate. A lot of the calls we get on these routes are for dehydration. So please work with us and we'll keep everybody safe. I would like to thank Mr. Mayor for your incredible support of public safety, our Board of Supervisors for all of your support, and our community partners who we've been training with for these events on a daily basis. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and our final speaker is going to be our Board of Supervisor President, Raphael Mandelman.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here, and good to be here with my colleagues, who I believe have been introduced, so I don't need to do that, but thank you for being here, colleagues. I'm Raphael Mandelman. I'm president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Like our mayor, like a number of folks up here, I grew up in San Francisco, and I can say unquestionably the city of and county of San Francisco in 2025 is a safer place than it was when we were growing up, and it is a safer place than it was 5 years ago. We have made tremendous progress in reducing encampments. And we have begun successfully to tackle the drug problem that we have in this city and that all American cities are struggling with. We are looking forward to the peaceful protest this weekend. Peaceful protest is as American as apple pie. There is certainly a role for other levels of government in helping support our public safety response in terms of opening up the federal government, fully funding FEMA, doing a number of other things that could keep American cities safe. Using peaceful protest as an excuse to take away freedoms is un-American. So we are here, we are united, and we are a safe city.
Thank you. All right, we can take some questions.
Yeah, we got hands. We can go around. Christian?
Talking about safety, we have a big protest on Saturday. You haven't heard, I guess the question is, what is your expectation? And there's no threats you've heard of or anything to this event.
I will speak on behalf of SFPD. They are, and sheriffs, they're in close touch with the organizers. These organizers were great. The first time around, we had a peaceful No Kings demonstration back this summer, and we expect one again tomorrow.
So, different topic. What's your, I guess, like, are you concerned that Mark Benioff, you know, Salesforce's headquarters in San Francisco, San Francisco is a sanctuary city, and he's pitching ICE to give him a contract to be able to hire new immigration agents to enhance deportations?
Well, first, let me say Dreamforce had 45,000 people in from all around the world, and they got to see what we all see every day, and that we are a safe, beautiful powerhouse of a city. And one reason we are so safe is because of our sanctuary policies. They've kept us safe for decades. Everybody up here is in lockstep that those policies keep this city safe. And the numbers are bearing it out. 70-year lows on homicides. We're at 22-year lows in terms of in car break-ins. Tent encampments are down. We have more people applying to be police officers and sheriff's deputies. So that's my response. We're going to keep being San Francisco.
I know this week we've been focusing on disaster preparedness and being ready, and then also preparing for a large, hopefully peaceful protest. How do you thread that needle? On the one hand, hoping to get federal resources if we need them in the case of a large major emergency, and considering that we have a federal government shutdown, all of that. How do you thread that needle with wanting to make sure that you get the resources that San Francisco could potentially need, and at the same time trying to make sure that you can maintain law enforcement efforts here that by your account have been very successful?
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, the Supervisor Cheryl and Fire Chief Dean Crisp and I, with Mary Ellen Carroll, were out at pump station number 2. We are always preparing. We have to keep preparing. Events like Dreamforce, like these major conferences, take all of us. It takes everybody behind us preparing together to pull it off. We have Super Bowl 60 that will require us working with local law enforcement partners, state law enforcement partners, and federal law enforcement partners. We're going to do that over Super Bowl 60. We're already planning for that, obviously, and we're planning for World Cup as well. We have ongoing productive partnerships with state and federal law enforcement agencies, and that will continue.
President Trump scope? Any plans you can share at this point?
That is not what we've heard, but once again, we can only control what we can control, and I'm telling everybody we are working with local, state, and federal law enforcement officials currently to keep San Francisco safe. And so my message is this. This is a city on the rise. We have our challenges. There is no question. We're clear-eyed about that. But together, with our local, state, and federal partners, we're going to continue to drive those crime rates down lower and lower. And I'm just proud of everybody that is standing with me today. I'm proud of our CHP. Thank you for being here. And we're going to have a safe weekend. And I hope everybody has a good weekend. Thank you all. Thank you all for being here.